Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am Jeanette Schaefer, your host.
Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host, Jeanette Schaefer, from Phoenix, Arizona. If you're new to the Innovative Teaching Podcast, the goal of the podcast is to get you thinking outside of the box when it comes to teaching and learning. The idea I'm sharing with you today, I implemented into our Center for Teaching and Learning at South Mountain Community College as a form of professional development, but the idea could also be implemented with students. So I wanted to share with you what we did yesterday. We had so much fun. It was just a blast. So I want to share the result of that. Now, what I'm sharing is what we call Teaching Test Kitchen. So it's got that whole food theme, and we've implemented the National Food Holiday Calendar. So that's kind of our go-to when we start figuring out what food we're going to implement into the professional development that day. Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, we actually did this on Wednesday. I'm recording on Thursday, but it was National Cheeseburger Day. So that's how that got implemented in. Our title for the workshop was Have Your Cheeseburger and Eat It Too. Now, I had one of our outstanding adjunct faculty come in, and he was our guest chef, which meant he was bringing in food. Sometimes they share a personal recipe, but Leo was actually sharing some ideas and tips of what he does in order to get students to read or consume the content for his class. Well, with the theme, Have Your Cheeseburger, Eat It Too, we actually went to the grocery store. We've got the White Castle sliders because those were cheeseburgers that we could just heat up and have them for the session. And then we also got a veggie tray. It's really neat. I'll let you listen to it. I won't give you any more details. But he really wraps that into the lesson and the activity to make the learning fun. Now, also with the Teaching Test Kitchen, the goal when they get done, so throughout the session, we present them with some ideas, we share ideas, and then at the end, we have what we call a teaching recipe. The teaching recipe is for them to be able to construct a lesson plan or a lesson implementation idea, a learning activity, whatever it might be. But the teaching recipe walks them through the steps of things to consider when they're planning a learning activity to implement with their students. So that's the ultimate goal, is that they'll write that up, they'll implement it, and then after probably once a semester, we'll actually bring everyone back to share their favorite recipe. So what did they implement? What was successful? What do they want to share out with the other faculty members? That's what we're doing with the Teaching Test Kitchen. Now, Teaching Test Kitchen is not my original idea. I went to the training conference in Florida last year, Orlando, Florida, and they were doing the Technology Test Kitchen. It is Creative Commons, so if you Google that, you can find the information. I'll also put some links into our podcast description where you can get those resources and then modify them and adapt them for your situation. Without further information, I will turn you over to Leo Valverde, and you can hear how he is engaging students with content to get them consume the content so they're ready to learn in class. Have fun, and we'll see you next week on our podcast.
Joy in a burger. Yes, tasty. Meaty. Cheesy. Bliss in a bun.
Welcome back to the Teaching Test Kitchen here at the South Mountain Community College Center for Teaching and Learning. I am your guest chef this week, Leo Valverde. I'm adjunct faculty here and a great many other places. And today happens to be National Hamburger Day. Now, believe it or not, that actually does affect what we are doing today. And today's topic, today's recipe, is about getting your students to read. And just like today, we have a set of choices for things to eat. Now, in most circumstances, children, if given the choice to choose between vegetables or tasty cheeseburgers, we all know that kids would much rather eat the hamburger. Why? Because it tastes great. They don't want to eat the vegetables even though they're good for them. Now, this relates to our topic, getting students to read. Now, if you're like me and your students don't do the reading, they don't. They listen to you in class, they claim to do the reading, but they don't. They choose the cheeseburger to sit and wait for the instructor, the faculty, you, to give them the answer from the reading. But they should choose to do the reading, to eat their vegetables. And you and I both know that eating the vegetables is good for you, in the same way that doing the reading is good for the students. So how can we get our students to eat their vegetables, to actually do their readings? It's a challenge. So let me give you some of the tips, some of the recipes that I've used in the past. And the first thing is, you want to make the reading palatable, digestible, if you will. So rather than give them an assignment that requires them to read 75 pages of densely packed academic discussion, make it something that they actually want to read, that they can read, that the choice is digestible. So rather than giving them long assignments, give them shorter ones, smaller portions that they can eat during the week or during the 2 weeks that it takes for the lesson that's involved. Make it easy for them to eat their vegetables. More importantly, the reading can be more than just reading the article or whatnot. Any material that we give to our students is the reading. And we all know in this fast-paced, hyper-technological, everything's on your phone or a tablet or a laptop, any way that you can deliver this information, give them their vegetables, you know, is a good thing to do. Moms and dads know this. Sometimes they sneak the vegetables into something else. They mix the vegetables in with the hamburger. They mix it in with or hide it in the macaroni and cheese because kids love macaroni and cheese. We all know this. You know this. If you have a child, you know they love macaroni and cheese. But if you throw some vegetables in there, they'll gobble that up and they don't even know they're eating their vegetables. So if you can find ways to integrate things into your class like videos, short videos, that contain the information that they need, that's good. Or if it's a PowerPoint presentation, lots of lights and color and whatnot that grabs their attention. Think of the different ways that our students now are digesting information. It's no longer the old school way of simply, here's a treatise on justice that's 300,000 pages long. They're not going to read that. But if you give them a video that's 5 or 6 minutes that boils this down and introduces that subject to them, they're probably going to choose to do that. So give them small portions that gets them to eat their information. Also, try to directly tie the readings with your assignments. Don't make it simply a theoretical exercise. Reward them for doing the reading. You know, if they've done the reading, they can get the right answer. But it also means that if they don't do the reading, they get the wrong answer, that they can't find the information. Make it so that they must do the reading in your class. You know, very often students in my classes, you know, rather than do the reading, they go out and do their own research. They look something up on Wikipedia or the internet to try to find the answer. But remind them that the answers to our questions are from the reading. They're based on the reading, not what they choose to research. And remind our students that the reading is there to help them. It's there so that they can find the answers, that the reading is good for them, like vegetables. Your mom used to tell you that these are good for you. Well, show them how. It's by, if they do the reading, they're actually going to get a better grade. If they don't do the reading and they try to wing it, you know, they try to say, oh yes, mom, I ate this vegetable. They're hiding it from you. No, no, no. Make them pick up the piece of broccoli and dip it in something nice and eat it. And now it's like, oh, this vegetable's kind of tasty. Mom, I might want another one of those.
So if you integrate the reading with your assignments more directly by reward or, I hate to use the word, but punishment for not doing the reading, that encourages to do the reading. You can also ask simple questions in class that are directly tied to the reading. Make it easy. I call these softball questions, right? You toss them a softball, it's an easy question. If they get the answer, it's from the reading. And then point out, hey, student, that's the correct answer. That's a great answer. Where did you get that answer? And stress it. If they say, well, I found it in the reading. Yes! Yes! You found the correct answer. Remind students that, oh, wait a minute. It's in the reading? It's something simple? Oh my gosh! And what you may find is after they've had a few tastes of broccoli or cauliflower or carrots, which are awesome, by the way, that they're going to want to continue to eat this. And you know this as well as I do. When we were children, we didn't want to eat this stuff. We chose not to eat this stuff, but as we got older, and now, if given the choice, I love a veggie platter. I will get down on a veggie platter because not only is it good for me, this stuff tastes good. I like eating that. And I also know that I can have some vegetables and a cheeseburger from time to time. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a nice balanced meal. But give your students the opportunity to digest this stuff. Give them the chance and show to them not just that it's good for them, but that it will help them. It will help them understand their subject. It will help them in their grades and their assignments. Now, in the end, you have to find a way to customize your recipe for your class and for your students. And just like at the end of any recipe that you're making at home, you want to season it to taste. Check at the end. This is where you implement your recipe for your classes. So make sure that you create your own teaching recipe and put it into action. Put it into your classes. And what you may find in the end is that your students eat it all. Best of luck. Bon appetit. This is so good. I want to eat some all day.
Thank you for joining us this week on our podcast. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe, and we will see you next week on the Innovative Teaching Podcast.